Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Michael Jordan has set yet another record. Largest tent in wedding history. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Well, our old pal MJ is at it again, adding to his record book 10 years after he finally hung up the sneaks. First, there was his ownership of the woebegone Washington Wizards, which he gave up to come out of retirement and play a couple of seasons, and then was the only owner fired by the other owner before he was able to get his ownership back. Don't screw with the late, great A. Poland. Then Jordan set the record, at the time, since broken by his buddy Tiger Woods, for the largest domestic divorce settlement in history. It reported $192 million after his wife's attorney responded to Michael's take-it-or-leave-it offer of $25 million, with an envelope of photos that her private eye took while following Air Jordan flying around from one fling to the next. Take that, MJ. Although there are more records in between, like the former star who still makes more in endorsement money than any current athlete, now that Tiger dropped off the charts after the infamous hydrant episode with his ex-wife in his driveway. But these last two records happened almost simultaneously, one in Charlotte, where Jordan owns the Bobcats, and one in Florida, where he lives as an absentee owner who has become a punchline with the NBA fans and the media. Jordan fired coach Mike Dunlap after one season, a dreadful 14-50 record that at least will give the Bobcats another top pick in June's NBA draft, maybe if they win the ping pong ball lottery. Let's not forget Adam Morrison. Dunlap is Charlotte's fourth coach since Jordan took over operation of the franchise in 2007, and the second who lasted only one season. At least Larry Brown and Paul Silas went a season and a half. That's stability for you. The 50-year-old Jordan's latest record is getting married to 35-year-old Cuban model Yvette Prieto in the largest tent ever erected for a wedding in this country. I say homeland because I'm sure some tycoon or drug lord has put up a bigger tent somewhere in a foreign land. MJ's 40,000-square-foot tent had to accommodate 500 guests, including his BFF Woods and a who's who of professional sports and celebritydom. Appropriately, the tent covered almost the entire driving range at Jordan's favorite golf club, where there was probably the highest stakes Calcutta in weekend golfing history that morning. Congratulations, His Royal Airness. This is Archansky. See ya.